Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If only they were riding bikes.
Yeah. That's story came to us out of Fox 4. We've talked about this not that long ago, but more and more places, and it's businesses now that are getting in on this as well, are banning e-bikes because of the number of complaints they are getting.
Yeah. Safety is our priority here at the Johnson County Management. The company said in a Facebook post, electric scooters and e-bikes are prohibited for visitors 17 and under on all of our properties, including Ranch Mart Shopping Center, Stanley Square, Null Valley Shops, and the Village Shops at 135th and Antioch. If you are a consumer at any of those places, no longer can you take your e-bike there. It's not the only property management company in Johnson County with a similar idea, though. In neighboring Prairie Village, which is shocking that they don't just grab you right off the bike and destroy it in front of you in Prairie Village.
Yeah.
But there's a similar scene with signage at the shops at Prairie Village saying, like, don't ride one of these things. By the way, when we're talking about e-bikes, that's kind of a large umbrella for things.
Yeah.
Referring mostly, I think, to the scooters.
The scooters, yeah.
The electric scooters, because those are the ones ridden mostly by children.
Right.
I've seen all age groups riding electric bikes, but it's usually like kids around the age of 12 and younger that are on these e-scooters.
Yeah, because e-bikes aren't cheap necessarily.
No.
And so if you're going to be on an e-bike as a kid, like most time parents want you on your regular bicycle, not the e-bike.
It's honestly been a nice change not having them around, said one of the managers. I feel like it's made a huge difference. Everyone is walking around with their babies, with their kids, elderly people too, with their walkers. So many times we've seen the e-bikes and scooters just run them over. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Prairie Village Police said there has been quadruple the number of complaints this year compared to last year. Quadruple. Why has it gone up so much? Why is the number of do more kids
Weather's
just have
nicer?
Them? Do more kids have them?
Yeah.
I assume.
I don't know, because last year I lived in Lexington and I didn't see them that much. And we came here, and the school for my the elementary school near me is in kind of a part of our subdivision,
mm-hmm.
and I see them all over the place, like constant. It's a swarm of them. Every day when I'm walking home with my son, there's kids passing us on, going into the grass, sometimes on the street. I saw a kid over the weekend. I was just out for a walk, and he was riding on the scooter. He was coming up behind me, and I was like going to get out of his way or trying to. And he went out into the street, like, and it kind of shimmied on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lost control of the handles. It hit a curb, and he went flying off of it. He wasn't wearing a helmet. He landed, fortunately for him, he landed in the grass about a foot away from somebody's car, which he could have gone face and head first into. And I was like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. And he got back up on the scooter and took off. These things go like 25 miles an hour. They go pretty fast.
Yeah, they do. In fact, that's correct. Class three e-bikes, not the scooters, but the e-bikes, have a maximum speed of 28 miles an hour, or the ones that have a maximum speed of 28. Every municipality has their different rules about it. There are some that are required that if you're driven on the roadway and by somebody who is 16 years and over. So that's in Prairie Village. If it's a class 3 e-bike that tops out at 28 miles an hour, you have to have a driver's license. Well, it doesn't say driver's license. It just says by an operator who is 16 years or older.
Yeah.
And required to be driven on the roadway. That's the point I've made before, is that anything that's going to be driven on public streets, you should have to have a driver's license, because you have to know what the traffic laws mean. You have to know, you should have to follow the same rules of the road as bicyclists. And I realize they don't have to have driver's licenses, and that's a different conversation, but they have to know what, you know, what the lights mean and what the traffic laws mean. I don't think there's no law about the minimum age to ride a scooter or anything. We would definitely know that. And so then it falls to businesses to decide, we're going to ban these on our property, and then you have to enforce it. And then should we talk about going to the parents and saying, this falls on you to make sure that your kids aren't on them? And then I think you could have as much of a problem in a private parking lot as you could. You could have a kid get going too fast on that thing and run into a parked car or a person somewhere.
I know at my younger son's school, when we went to back to school night, she went on a rant. The principal went on a rant about him for like 5 minutes about how, if you don't let your kids have these are incredibly dangerous. I don't think any kid should own them. I don't let my kids are young. My kids are the same age as your kids. I don't let them ride them. On top of that, if we see your kid pull up to school without a helmet on, he's going to get in trouble. We're going to write him up. If we see him leaving, or her leaving the school with one of these on, we're going to write him up. They're going to get in trouble the next day. The problem is, and I've seen this, kids will ride these things off of the property and then take their helmet off. Half of the kids riding these home have helmets dangling off of the handlebar of their scooter.
It's the same thing with dress codes with kids. Like that's what it used to be for us. If a school had dress codes, they would just, you know, they'd have, especially for girls, you know, you bring a sweater and you put it on, you wear the sweater when you left the house. But if parents didn't like it, then you take the sweater off when you left. I have a lot of concerns about these. Kids don't look both ways.
No.
Sometimes you see younger kids on these, and they're e-scooters. I mean, they have motors in them. They can go get to going really fast. And you have a 7 or 8 year old that forgets to look both ways, and they're out there without their parents. And on private property, police can't enforce the same kinds of rules. So then it's on the private business owners to now have to get involved, which is what they're doing.
I have one.
What?
I have one of those scooters.
Oh, you have an e-scooter? Yeah.
I bought it when I was at college, because I live within walking distance of the school, and I just got tired of walking, I'll be honest. So I bought one. It was only like $150. I mean, it was not that expensive, especially because, you know, we're talking about a motor. And I'll be honest, if you hit a pothole, or if the road is just not, you know, flat, it can get pretty rough trying to ride one of those things over anything that isn't. So I never, when I was off campus, Northwest had pretty good sidewalks, but when I was off campus and on public property, I would never be on the sidewalks, because they were just, even when you would just hit the gap between the panels of the side, that bump, I mean, that was just trying to control it. And, you know, you can cook at 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And my house was at the bottom of a hill. So... Yes. Going up the hill, it would struggle to get up. But when I was coming back to my house and flying down that hill, like there, when there was like rain or even just some snow left over, I would just walk my scooter down the hill, because I was uncomfortable. And I, you know, I'm a responsible adult. I had a helmet. I even had one of like the construction person like vests, because I had a early morning class. So before the sun would come up, you know, I'm a nerd like that. Mm-hmm. Take care of myself. So also my mom bought it for me. So, you know, if she ever saw me not wearing it.
You were wearing an orange construction vest?
Yeah. When I would have a class at like 7 o'clock in the morning and it was still dark outside, and, you know, there are people driving to work and I'm on the road, I don't want to get hit. I prefer not to.
So I ask parents, do you let your kids have one? Do your kids have an e-scooter or an e-bike?
It's tempting because they look fun.
They are fun.
Yeah, because we were walking home one day and Finn saw a kid on one and he was like, he knew the kid. He was like, oh, that's whatever, his friend, blah. And he's like, oh, I was like, would you want one of those scooters? And he's like, for like Christmas? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I was like, too bad. I fooled you. No, never. And here's the reason why I would never get one for my kid. All right. One, they're dangerous. Two, I'm sorry. You can think that they're fun. They might be fun. But like many things in life, they might be fun, but they look dorky as hell. Three, and this is the most important thing. That's not important. The aesthetics don't matter. I just think
the dorkiness doesn't matter at all.
The other thing is this. They're just lazy. It's just laziness. You don't have it with a bicycle. You have to pump the pedals yourself. You have to learn. You have to learn balance. You have to learn how to ride the thing properly. You don't have to do that as much with the scooter. On top of that, you're not burning any calories. You're just standing there and twisting the little knob. That's laziness.
But your kids can have toys that don't require physical exertion.
The whole point of these things is transportation.
I think some people think it's a toy or treat it like a toy, and that's the problem.
Okay, fine. It's a toy. If you want a toy like that, you get a bike. You can go ride a bike. That's totally fine. You learn to do that. Good. You have to. That is part of the evolution from being a child to being an adult. Is things should get slightly easier as you progress through age. You have to work your butt off to get somewhere when you're a kid. You want to go to Quick Trip? Fine. Ride your bike up there.
Are you more likely to get your kid to go play outside like we want them to do if they have an e-scooter than if you tell them to just go ride their bike?
I mean,
probably.
Maybe.
It's more fun.
Maybe.
It's way more fun than just riding
your bike. Depending on the kid. Plenty of kids still ride bikes, though.
Correct. But I assume the reason that the number of complaints is up is because the number of kids on these things is up.
Do you think we saw complaints like this in the 1910s or something like that? Like somebody, oh my God.
On their e-bikes?
These guys, well, not e-bikes, but like going back, like there was a complaint for everything, right? Like it was initially, it was probably cars. Or, oh God, somebody on one of those big bicycles with the big wheels and the tiny one in the back. Oh, these guys are taking up all the spots at the local saloonery.
The unicycles had their phase of complaints at some point also. I don't know.
These damn kids on their big wheel tricycles.
Why have these become such a problem? Why are so many businesses now banning them and banning kids from being on them? And are parents kind of not doing enough? Parents are buying them for their kids and then just letting them go play on them?
I think parents, especially in the area I live, which is, South Overland Park and the subdivision, it feels very safe and secluded and everything. I think that most parents just go outside and play.
Yeah.
What's going to get you out?
I don't want to.
Yeah. What's going to get you out there? Sure. Your e-bike. Mm-hmm. Fine. Or your scooter. Fine. You get on that and go. I just want you out of the house.
Yeah. I just want you to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if this gets you outside, then fine.
Yeah. From the text line. Exactly. Childhood obesity is on the rise. Go ride a bike or walk.
Walk.
Henry was like, I want to get my driver's license. And I was like, oh yeah, sure.
He said that?
Well, he's 16. Yeah. And I was like,
most of them at 16 don't.
Yeah. No, he said he did. And I was like, why? He's like, oh, I don't know. I'd like to be able to go up to Quick Trip. Like, we live 20 minutes from Quick Trip. Walk to Quick Trip. It's an easy walk just down the street.
What are you talking about? You can't have your driver's license.
No, you can't have your driver's license. If that's the reason why, I'm going to put you through driver's classes just so you can drive up to Quick Trip and get a snack occasionally.
You want to go to Quick Trip until
you have to be the one buying gas, and all of a sudden the Quick Trip is not as fun.
Yeah.
The Quick Trip. Yeah.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Ashley in Kansas City. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. My 19-year-old has one of these scooters. He's had it for about 2 years now. He would ride it about a mile to go up to work. He had an orange safety vest that he would wear at night, and he had a helmet that he would wear because my boys knew that I could pop up on them at any time and that I would kick their butts, basically, if they did not have that on. Because to me, and this is the way that I explained it to them, it's the simplest way to save your life if you're on one of those things, just like the seatbelt is the simplest way to save your life if you're in a car and you're in an accident. I think the reason that these are getting banned is because people are afraid of lawsuits.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're seeing properties ban them. That's exactly right, Ashley.
Because kids don't know what they're doing on them, and they're very easy to get hurt on, and not all parents are like me to where they require those kind of things.
Well, part of that, that's partially true as far as protecting the kids themselves, but a lot of these property managements, these companies are banning them not because of the kids' safety necessarily, though that's a good point, but because they're running into other people.
Right.
Because these aren't, that's a problem with them too. Like Quentin said, they're not that easily controlled. You hit a rock or a little dip in the road or something, you can lose control of this. Like I said, that kid who was behind me just went out on a sidewalk. It wasn't like he went over grass or anything. He went out off on the driveway behind me and went out into the street and lost control of the thing and wound up in somebody else's yard.
And they go a lot faster than bicycles do.
Yeah.
So you can get in more trouble with them.
Yeah. Let's go to Jacob in Platte City. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey.
So I've actually got several. I've got a couple scooters and an e-bike. Mostly I keep them in my camper for when we go camping. And then, of course, my five-year-old daughter's got a little one that she rides around on as well. So we'll just cruise about the campground. But there are some campgrounds, a lot of core campgrounds, that are actually e-bikes are allowed because they're considered bicycles and they can't ban them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them prohibit electric scooters.
Right. Yeah, I think e-bikes are probably safer because there's two wheels. They're not as small, they're bigger.
Well, and when I say e-bike, it has, according to the last park ranger that yelled at me, he said it has to have pedals. If it's a bike, or if it's an electric bike that does not have pedals, then it wasn't allowed.
What difference does it make? That's weird.
Because I guess according to them and their rule book, it could be pedaled without electricity, and therefore they can't ban it.
So it has to be. You have to. So if you're riding it, hold on. If you're riding it without pedaling it, that violates the rules, or
they can't, because then it's technically also a bicycle and they can't ban it.
Okay, so
and they
like,
want to be able to ban it,
like an old school moped, that's why they're called mopeds, because it has pedals and a motor too.
John, this is the federal government we're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
Good point. Thanks for your call, Jake. Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, parents.
By the way, thank you so much from the text line. A penny farthing. That is what the giant...
What-ing?
That is a giant wheeled bike with one giant wheel in the front and one in the back.
Never heard that term.
Yeah, penny farthing.
Ever.
That's what it is.
Wow, okay.
913-586-7798. It's midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Seems like we have a lot more e-scooters and e-bikes than we did in the past. And businesses are growing concerned in part because of the problems that we're having in parking lot. Kids who are under the age of 16 don't have driver's licenses. They don't know the rules of the road. They're not used to it. They're just not used to being in control of this thing with a motor as much.
Yeah, how much do you think this goes back to something we've talked about a lot on the show with kids not knowing what to do with being unsupervised?
Yeah.
Yes. Always used to having somebody there guiding them no matter what. And suddenly you just give them the freedom to, because these things go fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They go really fast. They go as fast as a car on a residential road anyway, and go about 25 miles an hour easily.
Yeah.
And we give them the freedom to do that, then expect them to handle it right after we've been watching them and guiding them their entire lives. I
remember the reason I will never get on an ATV now or anything like that is when I was a kid, we had a camper that used to sit in our driveway. We would go camping all the time. I don't remember how old I was, 10 or 11, maybe. I had not had a 10-speed bike very long. And we had mopeds for when we went camping. And I got on one for the first time. And I wasn't used to the handbrake. Mm-hmm. I was used to being able to just push back on my foot. And I got to going too fast on that thing in our front yard. And I didn't think about it. And I ran straight into the back of that camper. And I was 10. And it was just on a moped in our front yard.
Yeah.
This exact same thing can happen to kids.
I had a moped when I lived in Massachusetts, and it was just fun. I did shake it out. But even that, for me, like an adult who's been riding bikes my whole life and everything,
yeah,
I one time went over the handlebars on it because the kickstand got caught in a clump of grass. And yeah, all I think is like, how is a kid supposed to handle this? 913-586-7798. From the text line, every time I walk my dog, there's a near miss with the scooter. They sneak up like ninjas. I'd rather dodge geese. Oh, we're going to talk about geese later in the show.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes, we are.
I have a really good story about that. Let's see. Also from the text line, my kids walk to school, but all their friends have bikes. So many of the kids, and I'm not trying to call out the parents in my area because they're everybody I've met has been wonderful in at Finn School and Henry School and everything. Having said that, I don't understand. You live close enough that you can walk in school.
Yeah.
Why did you buy them an e-bike to ride back and forth from school? Because that's what I'm seeing increasingly is kids leaving the school that my youngest son goes to and riding this e-bike less than a quarter of a mile to their house.
So is it just parents giving in to kids wanting the e-bike?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it just parents not wanting to say no and not being willing to? Because I know we go back and forth about letting kids go be independent, but then I also think sometimes parents need to be more active with their kids. Is this also like parents don't want to ride bikes with them or play with them?
Yeah.
So let's just go put them on an e-scooter and they'll be outside.
Let's go to Andy and Lawrence. Hey, Andy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Probably 6 weeks ago, I was coming down a residential street in our small town, and there was a seventh grade-ish age boy on a little scooter in front of me riding down the middle of the street. And he blew through the first stop sign, and then the second stop sign, and then the third stop sign. When he went through the fourth stop sign, not even looking at any of them, I decided I got to follow this kid. So I followed him home and pulled into his driveway. And I motioned to him to come here. I stayed in my car, and he came over, and he said, yeah. And I said, I just want you to know you completely blew through four stop signs without even looking. You could be dead right now. If you think you're going to drive down the road, you better obey the rules of the road. Do you understand me? And he shook his head, yes. And I said, good, because I really don't want you dead. And, you know, it was just...
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely oblivious.
I am shocked that you followed him home and pulled into his driveway. Why didn't you just go talk to his parents?
It was during the middle of the day. I don't even know if his parents were home. That's why I didn't get out of my car.
I don't like that you followed him home and pulled into his driveway.
She's looking out for him.
But I don't like that. I don't like, if I'm a kid and you're following me and then you pull into my driveway and you're not my parent and I don't know who you are. At least I would check to see if there were parents home first.
Well, if it had been a child, like young, yes, I would have. But this was
a teenager.
High age boy. Yeah. And I didn't get out of my car. I just motioned for him to come over, and he came over and was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I
don't know. Andy, I'm on your side. I think nothing will get through to you better than some stranger, an adult stranger yelling at you about doing something dumb.
That's going too far.
It is a big problem, though, where the kids aren't obeying the rules of the road. It's not even...
Because they don't know them.
It's not... Yes, but it's also not kids. We got 2 minutes left in this segment. I don't want to turn this into an anti-cyclist thing. Because I'm very pro-cyclist. You guys are great. Everything you do, and you're so much healthier than the rest of us. My God, look at you. You're just gorgeous. Such good-looking people. Having said that, though, I'm tired of cyclists that are like, we deserve the road, too. Like, we have a right to be on the road. If we go as fast as a car, okay, that's great. You're right. You deserve to be on the road. Then follow the same rules as everyone else. You're not allowed to run through stop signs. You're not allowed to turn... Back in Massachusetts is a big deal because there's no right on red there. They go right on red all the time.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to make illegal turns at intersections or U-turns you're not supposed to make, but you guys do it all the time.
This is the common fight between the bicyclists and not, is that they don't
follow the rules of the road. If you're going to follow the rules of the road, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
If you're going to follow them, yes. But you have to do that. Same thing with the kids. If you're on an e-scooter, you can't be blowing through stop signs. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, bikers like to treat themselves when their cars when convenient, but also like pedestrians when convenient.
Mm.
They try and like this hybrid model.
Yeah, I mean, in Croatia and in many other parts of the world, motorcyclists are allowed to drive in between lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do that as much here. You know, that's not a thing, but they can just go in between lanes of traffic and it doesn't matter.
Every time I see that, I'm just waiting for somebody to open their door. And
I don't know how it doesn't happen.
I don't know.
More, yeah. You know, or
so I wouldn't do it, but I understand there would be the impulse. Like, you think you're getting ahead of me, buddy?
Yeah.
That's the kind of mentality we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here's my rearview mirror. Have at it.
All right. Thanks for all the calls, texts we got on that. Coming up, we're going to be talking about. No, we're not talking about that. Do we have to talk about redistricting? We don't have right?
Here's us talking about it.
Okay,
let me
here
give
we
you
go.
10 seconds.
Cool.
In 30 minutes, the special legislative session in Missouri to address redistricting begins. There you go.
You know, next time I'm going to set a timer.
I think I was. You nailed it.
You nailed it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need to know right now.
Next time we should do that as a recurring bit. Things we have to talk about.
In 10 seconds.
I'll set a timer. If we can't get it done in that time, then whatever. All right. So coming up next, I don't know, something. We'll talk about it during the break. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So we were having the conversation during the break, and it was something I was thinking about while I was gone a little bit. Think about what's in your wallet right now, or think about the actual paper documents that you still have in hard copy form. Why? Why have we not figured some of this out? And I got to thinking about it because I needed my passport for this trip. And some of you recall when I went to Belize, I lost that passport for like 12 hours, and that was panic inducing. How do we not? Why do you still have to have a physical passport? Why? There is a passport app, but that does not replace your passport.
Your passport? What's the point of the app then?
Because security is so inconsistent from place to place that sometimes they'll accept the app,
okay,
but you have to have the physical passport. It's cool to get stamps on the passport. That's neat. Not every country does it like they used to, but it's so easy. I mean, just think about like how often you've lose your wallet or lose your phone or whatever. It's so easy to lose. You can't get it. Heaven forbid it rains. I mean, it gets wet somewhere or you spill coffee on it. And to get a replacement takes at least a month. And yeah, That's on a good day. How have we not figured out worldwide? I get it. And everybody has computers and everybody has smartphones. But how have we not figured out an option for it to not need a passport anymore?
Because it's...
Can we not just do biometrics on everything?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's not like it's safer. You can fake a passport
for
as
sure
easily as you could fake something online.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because not as many people have passports. Like it's not enough people pissed off about it.
But we haven't done it with driver's licenses either.
Mm.
We have not universally made it so that your driver's license can be electronic
on your
if
phone.
You want it to be. Yeah. An app on your phone.
I mean, I've thought about that. All of my money is digital. It's on my phone. Every credit card I have is in my Apple wallet, mm-hmm, and all that stuff. I have a wallet, and the only reason I take it with me every day is, one, my driver's license, and two, because I need something to put the key fob in to get
right
into the door.
Yeah,
here. But other than that, I would not have a wallet on me.
Yeah.
My phone, and I wouldn't even need keys because my phone is how I get into my car.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the Bluetooth connectivity thing there. So I get into my car with my phone, and to get home, our front door is always locked. I go through the garage with the garage door opener. I have no reason to have keys or a wallet. Everything could just be done on my phone.
And if we just changed a couple of things, several things that you just talked about, we could make codes. Instead of using our little key fob, they could easily set it up so we each have our own 4-digit code to get in the building.
So, yeah. Oh, easily.
You know,
I don't know why they actually. I would prefer that because it's that moment where the key fob doesn't work.
You have that. You hold like, your breath for a second.
Man,
yeah,
I knew it.
Do you know where your social security card is?
Yeah, I do actually.
So do I. I have mine in a very special place that I hope that goes with my passport. Why do you need your physical? You're expected to hold on to that your entire life and never lose it.
Well, it's what else you need to have? You need to have social security card, passport, driver's license, birth certificate.
I have an original copy of my birth certificate got the raised seal on it. Same thing with death certificate. If you've ever been through that mess of having to deal with somebody's death and all the financial stuff after, you need a hard copy of a death certificate that's got the seal on it.
Marriage certificate.
Do you need to have that? Do you need the physical copy?
I don't know when I've needed it, but we've definitely have needed it.
Okay.
I guess like for medical insurance.
You might need it for a mortgage.
Mortgage, I guess.
Loans.
And nobody ever asks for it for like renting or anything. Adoption papers, apparently, some people said.
Okay.
Court orders for custody, protective orders.
That has to be a physical copy?
That's what they're saying. I don't know.
Okay, so I assume restraining orders are the same thing.
Okay.
That those have to be printed.
A death certificate?
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Oh, you have to have the official school transcripts, but that's electronic.
It probably is now. I have several copies of my college transcripts because I was told when applying for teaching jobs, you need the GPA.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea if that's electronic now.
I got a physical copy of my, when I transferred from Maple Woods to Northwest. But that's because Maple Woods screwed up. And they messed up on sending my transcript. And so I had to go and get a hard copy, which was really weird because it was in like this sealed envelope that had a piece of tape on it that I was so worried that I was going to rip this tape when I was transferring back up. Because if you rip it, you know, it's no longer an official document anymore.
Yeah.
So
the thing that trips me up the most is that Social Security card.
And that is on the cheapest piece of paper.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is so flaky.
And you're not allowed to get it laminated.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're not allowed to get it laminated. And that would protect it from getting it, from it tearing or all kinds of things. And it's not like that's an easy thing to replace if you were to lose it.
Okay.
Did you guys talk about like car titles? Because I've had to deal with that.
We mentioned it.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the text line, if your phone dies and the app no longer works... Okay, yeah, I don't let my phone die.
That's not exactly hard. Like, when was the last time your phone actually died?
I don't even remember. That's not true. I remember it died. It was like 4 or 5 years ago when I first got a car that used the phone thing. I thought it was charging all night. It wasn't. I didn't check it. And I got to a store, went into the store, came back to the car, and the car wouldn't open because the phone was dead. You know what I did? I had a key fob.
Yeah.
A key card in my wallet in that one instance, I would have to wait 5 seconds for my phone to charge again.
Right.
All I would have had to have done was go back into the store and charge it in a phone charging case.
My guess is if you lived in a situation where your entire life was on your phone, I mean, you didn't need keys or anything, you do a much better job, I say to the universe, we do a better job keeping our phones charged. You have to.
Right.
I carry a power bank. I have two power banks at home. I took them on vacation. I would just keep one with me all the time.
I haven't come remotely close to my phone dying in years.
No, didn't we say we start to panic when your phone gets to like 30%?
For that reason, because I have a lot of important stuff on there.
Yeah.
If you lose your phone. Yeah, everything is backed up now. It's not like if I lose my phone, everything on there is still backed up. So I would just go to a new phone. And
I think those are very unusual, very rare. And you can still have the option to have the hard copy of the stuff that we're talking about. You can still have your physical, but I want the option to not have it.
I think people are just calling me out for, you know, being better than them.
Oh.
That's what all it is. I'm sorry that I'm better than you people and I don't need a wallet anymore. That's just live my life a different way. That's all. I'm not better than you. I'm just superior.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to do better with, we're so good about the other technology and AI and everything. Mm-hmm. When I was going through security, this is where I'm going to be the person that's going to sound like I'm better than everybody else. I have Global Entry. It's the fancy version of TSA PreCheck. And if you get Global Entry, it's like $100 every time you get it. I think it's tied to the length of your passport, but it includes TSA PreCheck. So then I don't have to get that. And the reason I have it is because, and it's a US security program, so it doesn't work overseas, But when you're coming back from overseas, you have to go through customs. And let me tell you, having global entry made the difference yesterday between me making my connection out of O'Hare and getting here last night or not, because you never know how long that line is going to be. I had my passport, and with global entry, all they did was they took my picture at the little machine and they went off your irises or whatever. And the biometrics they gave me, I didn't show my passport. They gave me a little card that said global entry. I showed that to customs. They're like, oh, you have global entry. You're good. Keep going. I mean, it made what was 30 minutes for other people, 2 minutes for me. We figured it out with global entry.
So why do we still have paper?
Why do we still have paper for anything?
Yeah.
Why have we not? If we have figured it out for internet, you know, for security, for passports, why do we still have paper for
some
other important
like
documents?
Paper. I think some people
then
just
you
like,
keep your paper.
Yeah, that's
then
fine.
Then you go ahead.
I say as I look back at the show notes for Dan and Parks.
And the phone number that you
number.
Always have to look
Actually,
at.
Actually, I don't need to do that anymore.
Oh, really?
913-586-7798.
Good, okay.
There you go. Don't need to memorize it. I do it at home. I don't have it written down anywhere at home.
You do want it on.
When I'm at home doing the show from home,
yeah.
I don't need to do that.
You're right. Dan and Parks kill a tree every single day.
Every single day. I watch
every single day.
Scott just come in with a forklift full of paper.
As somebody who used to do that show, I would hear the elm tree screaming every time I did it.
Yeah. What else are we not thinking of? 913-586-7798. That's really important that we don't have an electronic version of yet.
Yeah.
What else? I still think Social Security card is
that's crazy.
Is the hill I die on.
It's so important, and you don't have a backup for
you
it.
You need it for everything.
And you're screwed. I mean, you can go get another one if you lose it, but still.
How complicated is that process?
About medical insurance, too. I mean, they can usually figure that out, but if you don't know your member ID and all that stuff, and you go to the office, you might. And then, Lord knows the insurance companies aren't great about clearing things up when there's a difficulty.
Yeah. Auto insurance, you can always. Or at least Progressive.
That's
easy to download.
I think those are almost exclusively now on, not exclusively, but those all are on apps and things like that. Yeah. I don't think there's an exception to that.
I have a physical copy of my car insurance that I keep in my glove box. It's just it's a piece of paper. And that's because we did that story about there was a couple police officers that when they were pulling people over, they were taking their phones to like run their insurance and then they were going through people's
going
phones.
Through your phone.
And that kind of freaked me out. And so I have a physical copy of my car insurance.
Here's a little trick for you, though. I have been pulled over for a different reason. They don't ask for your insurance anymore. Do they? They don't. It's been a while since I've been pulled over. But if you don't have your insurance card with you, they might give you a ticket for not having insurance. You just pull up your insurance card later and go show it to the circuit, whatever clerk's office. Hey, I had insurance, and they drop that off the ticket.
I've had that happen before. I haven't had my card on me. And then
I do have it on my phone.
Yeah,
I have it on my phone, but I have a physical copy of it inside my glove box.
Why can't your health insurance company have an app? Why can't Blue Cross Blue Shield
they
have an app?
Do, but you have to know. I don't know. You have to have the card to get the
that helps
app and everything.
I think
anyway.
If we're asking any health insurance company to do anything reasonable, then we're already going down a bad path.
Yeah, because they wouldn't look for any excuse to deny you coverage. Well, you didn't have your card on you. 913-586-7798.
Wrapping up the 11 o'clock hour. We're just talking about what you should not have to have a paper version of. I still think Social Security card and your passport and your driver's license.
Yeah. I think anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to have paper things, fine.
Yeah.
But if you also want to have everything digital, you should have that option.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you can buy a house from... When I sold the house I grew up in after my dad died, I did that remotely. I just DocuSigned. We can DocuSign things now.
Yeah.
If we can do real estate transactions without having to be there in person, we can figure the rest of this out.
Because it doesn't make it... It's not safer. It's not better.
Right.
The crazy thing for me is a few years ago, I had to send some documents to... What was it? I think it was the federal government. It was the IRS. It was some IRS thing that I needed to clear up. And I was like, okay, I'll just send it in an email, like a PDF. I'll take a picture. And they're like, nope, you have to fax it. I had to go find a fax machine. It was like 2017 or 2018 or so.
Okay.
I had to find a fax machine to send this information. Like, I didn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
We had one actually up here. So I was like, oh, I think I've heard about that. And we had to, like, I had to have engineering plug this thing in so I could send the fax with my paperwork to the government.
Yeah. Because
they weren't just taking emails.
I don't even know. I mean, I have a printer at home.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time I had to print something? It's usually around tax time.
We had a printer forever, and we just threw it away when we moved. It hasn't come up once.
I think I've had it for 15 years. It's massive. I mean, it weighs 100 pounds. Usually at tax time, there is something that has to be printed, and I will use it at that point. Yeah, like we figured out how to get all your taxes done without having to print your W-2s and having to print everything. Now you can just usually upload it all to a portal instead of having to print all of that off or be sent to you in the mail. Just like my neighbors, they were so nice. They said, do you want us to get your mail while you're gone? You know, while you're going to be? No, because nothing is going to come.
Who cares?
I mean, thank you for offering, but no.
No, there's nothing.
I had three credit card offers in my mailbox in the time that I was gone, and that was it.
We have our mailbox is not attached to our house. Yeah. It's just about 2.5 blocks away from block and a half away from our house, regardless. We maybe every other week or so.
Yeah.
Like every other week. Like, that's it. Yeah. And not once have we been like, dang it, should have gone to the mailbox sooner.
Yeah.
Like, unless we're expecting something or Amazon happens to send us something and it's in the mail, but they'll just tell us. But if it's around our birthday or something like that, okay, check the mail.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I would actually need in the mail, and that's a whole conversation that we've had before, but what I would actually get in the mail that I would need in that form. I mean, sometimes there are legal documents and stuff you have to sign, but we can digitize all that. No, let's let's let technology do it.
Yeah.
Okay, at some point later, we're going to have to talk about why your phone is going off like crazy.
I'm a bad person. That's why.
You are now, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't think you were a bad person earlier, but now maybe you are.
It's one of those things where I tend to believe in decatastrophizing situations because my brain immediately jumps to worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
And so I calm myself down by going, nope, it's probably not that. It's probably all fine. Well, this morning I ran into a situation, we'll talk about it in about an hour, where I really should have been like, I don't know. I should do more here. And now I'm getting a bunch of notifications making me feel really, really bad. Yeah. Coming up, we got unpopular opinions. We're going to talk about tips without getting any service at hotels and so much more. Stay tuned. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.